cries out with a joyful shout that the God of my heart is great. And my spirit sings of the wondrous things that you bring to the ones who wait. You fixed your sight on your servant's plight, and my weakness you did not spurn. So from east to west shall my name be blessed, could the world be about to turn. My heart shall sing of the day you bring, let the fires of your justice burn. Wipe away all tears, for the dawn draws near, and the world is about to turn. Though I am small, my God, my all, you work great things in me. And your mercy will last from the depths of the past to the end of the age to be. Your very name puts the proud to shame, and to those who would for you yearn. You will show your might, put the strong to flight, for the world is about to turn. My heart shall sing of the day you bring, let the fires of your justice burn. Wipe away all tears, for the dawn draws near, and the world is about to turn. From the halls of power to the fortress tower, not a stone will be left on stone. Let the king beware, for your justice tears every tyrant from his throne. The hungry poor shall weep no more for the food they can never earn. There are tables spread, every mouth be fed, for the world is about to turn. My heart shall sing of the day you bring, let the fires of your justice burn. Wipe away all tears, for the dawn draws near, and the world is about to turn.
Let us pray. Almighty God, Sun behind all suns, soul behind all souls, show to us in everything we touch and in everyone we meet the continued assurance of your presence round us, lest ever we should think you absent. In all created things you are there. In every friend we have, the sunshine of your presence is shown forth. In every enemy that seems to cross our path, you are there within the cloud to challenge us to love. Show to us the glory of the gray. Awake for us your presence in the very storm, till all our joys are seen as you, and all our trivial tasks emerge as priestly sacraments in the universal temple of your love.
The opening hymn is number 659.
Yes, sir. want to give thanks for all the children here today. I heard them all screaming outside. They're pretty quiet right now. How did they get here? May want to think about that. A ritual to read to each other. Poem by William Stafford. He was a Northwest poet. He's now dead. But his poetry lives on. If you don't know the kind of person I am, and I don't know the kind of person you are, a pattern that others made may prevail in the world. And following the wrong God home, we may miss our star. For there is many a small betrayal in the mind, a shrug that lets the fragile sequence break, sending with shouts the horrible errors of childhood, storming out to play through the broken dike. And as elephants parade, holding each other's tail, but if one wanders through the circus, won't find the park. I call it cruel, and maybe the root of all cruelty, to know what occurs, but to not recognize the fact. And so I appeal to a voice, to something shadowy, a remote, important region in all who talk. Though we could fool each other, we should consider, lest the parade of our mutual life get lost in the dark. For it is important that awake people be awake, or a breaking line may discourage them back to sleep. The signals we give, yes, no, or maybe, should be clear. The darkness around us is deep.
The hymn is number 710, and we'll sing verses 1 and 3.
Reading and meditation of Psalm 72. For the king delivers the poor who cry out in distress, the oppressed, and those who have no helper. He has compassion on the lowly and poor, and preserves the lives of the needy. From oppression and violence, he redeems their lives, and precious is their blood in his sight. Blessed are you, Lord God, the God of Israel. You alone do wondrous deeds. And blessed be your glorious name forever. And may all the earth be filled with your glory. Amen. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We'll sing number 725.
In Sunday's gospel, Jesus told the disciples and us that whoever would be great must be last of all and servant of all. At the entrance to the village center back there is a statue called the Dancing Servant. It was made by Terry Saturin when he lived here virtually alone in the winter of 1965. And that servant, that symbol, has been a sign of how life is done here at Holden Village. It's done as a dance, in work that is not drudgery, in relationships bound on the solid foundation of word and sacrament, and in a community of merry hearts dancing together in God's wondrous grace.
Hymn number 720. Number 720.
How they live alone. great honor to summarize Ron's talk before he gives it. And in today's theme, it will be huge, because he is. For the past 48 hours, we have been on a journey together. And as I have looked about me, I don't believe that I have heard, seen, or felt more pain in the last 50 years. As I have sensed among us who work in the church as clergy and lay and spouses. But gifts have been given to us. Music has knitted us together. Holden has served us. Secret gifts each person has given. Gifts have been given to us in this place, and more is to come from Fred, leading us through the stories of faith, and Dan bringing us to face the difficult lesson of not having to win, and asking the question that counts. Can we, will we journey together? Our stories are being written by ourselves right now. And now my own point. Leo Bustad, the late dean of the College of Veterinary Medicine at Washington State University, go Cougs, in his book, Compassion, the World's Last Great Hope. Leo says, because he's still alive in his words, compassion is learned through pain and only through pain. I see compassion as the worthy verb form moving us and moving our church. Inside and out. Amen.
Our closing hymn is number 583. 583.
Take my life.
God.
Thanks be to God.